us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789 in Texas. That same number. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. And you know, Dr. Craig, it's unfortunate, but guys like CJ, you can wake him up at 3 o'clock in the morning. He'll spout that same rhetoric. He repeats it day after day after day after day. Nothing's new. Nothing's changed. So they've got, the Republicans have done a great job in creating automatons who just spout the same things without, they can't listen to anything that is being, retorted to them, because it's only one way, and that's their way, and so that's the inherent danger. Dr. Craig, your response. Okay, so Dr. Craig.
Oh, you're
go ahead.
You're there, Earl?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, they used to just give talking points. I don't love this either. To candidates and tell them to stay on the script, right? Leave the script. Now they're providing a script to all of their most dedicated followers. And what you'll notice about it is they're not willing to get off the script. Anything off the script that doesn't exist. So climate change doesn't exist. The fact that healthcare costs are skyrocketing or runaway, that are the leading cause of bankruptcy still, and that this reduces them, not an issue. The fact that our huge increase in gas prices had to do with our dependence upon not only foreign oil controlled by autocrats, but even if we drilled more domestically, it is still sold at the price dictated by the global market. It's a global commodity. We need to get ourselves off a global commodity that spikes in price whenever there is any disruption in supply, right? Or whenever supply outstrips demand. So, by the way, when CJ says, Earl, that the American Rescue Plan caused inflation, and they have these talking points, they say Larry Summers, who frankly I disagree with a lot, and a lot of economists disagree with, is more conservative on these issues. He doesn't say all of the 8.5% inflation was caused by spending, by the American Rescue Plan. If pressed, he'll say 0.5%. Most of it is the supply chain. In other words, this disruption from COVID-19 and what international corporations and multinational ones did create a fragile supply chain that's more profitable for them but is not resilient, makes all of one thing in one factory in China kind of problem. It has to be shipped over, right? And therefore is highly available to disruption. We shouldn't have let them do that, but we did. That's the problem. But the other thing that did it, and this is embedded in what CJ said, Earl, it's that we prevented mass unemployment, that all of the jobs lost in the Trump recession during COVID-19 and more have been restored, and those people are spending money. So when CJ says that's the problem, he says the problem is all you folks who have jobs. And I just think a whole lot of you need to lose your jobs, and then that'll make my prices cheaper at Walmart. That is what he's saying. Is that really what our goal is? Is that really justice?
You know, Dr. Craig, hang on a second. Let's squeeze Gene in quickly. Gene, quickly.
Thank you. Look, CJ, I'd like to rebuttal to him and ask him, how many oil companies do Joe Biden and his administration own? How many Walmarts do he own? How many Home Depots do he own? So the thing of it is, the Republican Party, which is in the pockets of the big corporation, which makes laws so they can rip people off like CJ and myself. You know, the thing of it is that I have tried to see the Republicans' point of view. They are driving this country to be a communist country. They just need to just call these people out as communists, because that's what they are. So when they get it there, they're not going to be satisfied, but that's what they are driving it to. And, you know, I've tried to see the Republican Party, but I can't get my head up my rear end for enough to see it. Thank you.
Hey, Dr. Craig, are you,
that was great.
I know.
I can't top that. I just say, of course, they claim to be the populace representing average people, and they try to reflect that culturally. Invisible is the fact they're doing the bidding of the ultra-wealthy who have gotten most of the economic gains of the last 40 years. They've stolen it. Do you know how much more prosperous we'd be if we had continued to have the level of income distribution that we had from the end of World War II until the late 1970s and the dawn of the Reagan era? People would be vastly wealthier, average people, middle-class people, and lower-income people. People have barely kept their heads above water or lost ground if they're lower income, despite all this economic growth. And this is a party dedicated to justifying that by moving the ball. It's like a magician's act, like a Harry Houdini. No, the ball isn't here, look over there, right? But in fact, they're rigging the economy in the favor of a few people who are doing fine. You know, Diane Hendricks and Richard E. Line and Ron Johnson don't need any more, but they seem inclined they need to grab even more. It's a weird kind of idea. And so you can't really have a discussion or debate, unfortunately. I would be willing to discuss the premises with CJ and go back and forth, but he doesn't really do that. He just returns to the talking point.
You know, Dr. Craig, thank you as always. Always glad to have you on. You know, it's you've always got things in the proper perspective. Thank you very much. Until next Wednesday.
Earl, scandal on Newsmax says that Dodge is going to have electric cars. It's awful. So there you have it, Earl.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Craig. We'll talk soon. Be safe. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. We'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you, Connor. See you on tomorrow.